Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. So grateful that this prayer is reaching all over the world. I'm humbled, and what an amazing day we live in that I can pray in Rockwall, Texas, and someone in Mongolia can hear this prayer. I love it, and I'm so grateful. We're continuing to go through the book of John, and yay, because such an amazing gospel. We're in verses 19 through 28 of chapter 1 in the NRSV, and this is what it says. This is the testimony given by John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny it, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." Then they said to him, "Who are you? Let us have an answer for those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as the prophet Isaiah said." Now they had been sent from the Pharisees. They asked him, "Why then are you baptizing if you are neither the Messiah, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water. Among you stands one whom you do not know, the one who is coming after me. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandal." This took place in Bethany, across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I'm so grateful for John the Baptist. And later he says, Jesus must increase, but I must decrease. And that's a prayer of my heart today, that I would decrease and Jesus would increase. He was so very humble about just saying who he was and who he wasn't. And he was very clear about his purpose and his identity. And so I pray for my friend today who may be struggling with that, with what is their purpose here on this earth, or why are they here, or what is their identity. And I pray that today you would infuse in them the reality of the truth of this, that they are a child of you. They have been bought with a price. They matter to the Almighty. They, because they are children of a king, and you are that king, they have privilege to be part of the body of Christ, to be called saints, to be called children of God is such a privilege. And so, Lord, thank you for the fact that we are your children. You have provided a way for us to be near you, to call you Abba, to call you Daddy, to call you our Father in heaven. And Lord, as a fatherless girl, it has been difficult for me to understand your fatherliness. So I pray for those listening today who are fatherless or who had enigmatic fathers or painful fathers, that we would understand this welcome into your kingdom as children of you. And Lord, I pray that how you love us infuses those of us who are parents in the way that we parent our children. As I prayed yesterday, Jesus, you are full of grace and truth. And so we long to parent with grace and truth. And for those who are in that sandwich generation where they're also caring for their parents, I pray sincerely that we would care for our parents with grace and truth, that we would point to you and that we would love well and with sacrifice and with joy. Lord, help us not to give grudgingly or under compulsion, because your word says you love a cheerful giver. Help us to love people and give in a way that is with joy. Lord, thank you for the fact that we can now have access to you through Jesus Christ, and we can have that gift of choosing to be baptized. And I think back on the time when I was baptized back in college, and although I had met Christ earlier, I didn't know anything about baptism. I was not in a church that talked about it much. So when I did get into a church that talked about it much, I was reluctant and scared, kind of just embarrassed. But then I decided, no, I want to name the name of Christ publicly, and then was baptized. And so thank you, Lord, for the testimony of that baptism. Thank you for the power of that. And thank you that because I know you, I could experience what that felt like to go back into the water, experience that rush of death, and then be pulled gloriously back to life. What a beautiful picture of your gospel, Lord. So thank you for that. And help us to remember fondly back on those times where we have experienced that death and resurrection. And that was just such a beautiful symbol of that for me. So thank you, Lord, for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I am so grateful for you. And if you really feel like there's someone out there in the world, maybe a friend of yours who just needs to be prayed for, if you could pass this podcast on to them, I would be eternally grateful. So thanks so much and have a joy-filled day.